What's up, everybody? It is your girl, your home girl, your friend, your confidant, your person that you probably haven't heard from in months, Jessica, and this is Church Therapy and Music Podcast. My goodness, it's been a minute. I know, I understand it. I got you. I hear you. Well, actually, I don't hear you. So let me start off by saying that I don't know who you guys are. I know some of my friends listen to this podcast. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. You are hearing it live from my car today. So if you hear a little extra noise, that's why. Apologies, but something in me just said to record right now. It is June 2nd, and we are trying our best to do things right. We are trying our best to make sure that we don't slip this time. But there have been a lot of changes and things that have gone on to where I was not able to make this podcast a priority. But to go back to what I was first saying is that I don't know some of you guys. So my thing is, I need for you guys to interact with me so I can interact with you. If I post something, please follow us on Instagram. Please like on Spotify, like it on Apple Podcasts, excuse me, and make sure that you write a review so that I can write you back and let you know and thank you for listening in. Even if you speak another language, write it in your language, baby. That's what Google Translate is for, and I will make sure that I respond back to you. I want to hear from you guys. I want to know what you want to hear, what you want to see. Give me your music, not requests, but give me your music recommendations, you know, so I can have new music to listen to as well. I just wanted to come in here and just say that my goal for the podcast from here on out are a couple of things: to be more consistent, because I want to see the numbers grow up. I want to see that more people are listening to this podcast, and I believe that this podcast can do something amongst the millions of other podcasts that are out there. I believe that this podcast can do something, but I do need your help with that. Also, I want to make sure that you see me. I am very content with just being the person behind the voice. I'm okay with not being seen, but a lot of my friends and just people in general are like, you need to do one and the same. You need to record yourself, your visual purposes as well, so that people can not only hear you, but they can see you. So I am going to start working on that. I will start working on just a lot of things as far as advertisement to boost this podcast and for people to be able to know what it's all about. So this is the first of many episodes that's going to come between now and December. I plan on making sure that you at least hear from me twice a month. At least twice a month. So it's not going to be an every week thing. That was just too much. It was just way too much for me at the beginning. Maybe when things slow down a little bit more when it comes to my job and I get into the swing of things as far as this new position, then we might be able to up it to three times out of the month. But as of right now, it's just sitting with me for it to be twice out of each month. So this will not count for the two times out of June, because this is just an update for you guys to just be able to know, hey, I'm still alive. There's been a lot of things going on, but I plan on making sure that I'm much more consistent with this podcast than what I have been. I would like to say that I appreciate people coming to me and saying, hey, when are you going to do a new episode and things like that. I appreciate it because it lets me know that you are listening and that you hear us. And I thank you so, so, so much. So, also, I'm trying to make sure that I didn't leave anything out. Okay, so just life in general has been a whirlwind. I still have not been able to get back to my original therapist, so that will be in a future episode, but I am planning on looking for a new therapist, which is fine. It's great, but I just don't want to start that process over again. There has been a lot of life events that have taken place, but there has also been some things that have taken place in order for me to grow and just become a better person, and I'm very grateful for it. If you have any type of suggestions or anything that you want to hear from me, if you, like I said, any music recommendations, please let me know. Please put them in. Please send it to us. Email is in the description as always. CT Music Podcast. Nope. That is not it at all, guys. CT Music _podcast is the Instagram. You could definitely DM me there. Then we also have Church Music and Therapy. If you type that in on Facebook, you can also send us a message there. So I plan to be better with the social media sites as well. And we're just going to take it up from here and do what we need to do in order to make this podcast grow and be known. Because I'm just a church girl who decided to go ahead and take that leap and get into therapy. But music has always been my baseline, and it has always sustained me and made me the person that I am today. Jesus and therapy can work. It has worked. I'm a living witness. So don't ever let somebody tell you otherwise. If you're feeling that need to go and get some, talk to somebody, please do so. Please do so. I really hope that you guys are all having a great day, that you are all enjoying your life, and that you have taken steps to progress, to grow, to strive to be a better person. And again, if you're listening to this right now and you're feeling down and you're feeling like nobody is there for you, trust and believe there's somebody there for you who believes in you, who trusts in you. And crazy as it sounds, they're depending on you to be who you have been called to be. Now, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever, the higher calling and higher being, we all have the things and thoughts and process that we're supposed to be better beings. So I'm just asking that you continue to strive to be that better being, that you feel that pull or that tug that you're getting. Do that. Strive to be that person. It's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're just not going to get through the day. But I dare you this week. It is definitely Thursday, but you still got one more day to make it through. I dare you this week to just pull on that energy that you can be that better person. You can be that higher being. You can be the one who could save somebody else from their sadness and their weak moments in times like that. It is just fine to feel bad. It's just fine to feel sad, to feel depressed. The thing that's going to define between you being that higher being and just sitting there is getting up. So get up. Enjoy. Take a walk. Look at the birds. Look at your life and know that it could be worse, but it's not. It really isn't. And I believe that we can be who we are called to be when we tap into our inner selves. When I pray and I cling on to the Father's words, I know that I can be better than what I was 2 seconds before, a minute ago, or whatever. Because trust me, I've been hanging on by a thread since the last time that I've talked to y'all, but it hasn't been like, oh my gosh, so sad, so da 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 da. But I promise you, I will let you know the different things that I have done and how I've revived myself and gotten myself to the point where it's just like, yeah, I have my bad days, but I promise you, I literally just go through them. I go through them. I don't sit in it any longer. I don't sit in it any longer. I literally go through it. So, yeah.
Okay, y'all, so forgive me if the recording is just really whack. But like I said, I'm in my car and it literally was like, you need to record this right now. So I went ahead and obliged and did what I was told. But to end off everything, I want to give y'all some music. Duh. I know this is not a full episode, but I still wanted to give y'all a little something for y'all to listen to and just have something in your ears, okay? So today, I'm going to give you three, but I'm definitely going to give you two not-so-saint and one saint type of song to listen to. So the first one is from All of This Stuff Is New. The first one is Eric Roberson. I believe I have stated or talked about Eric Roberson before. If I have not, please know that he is one of my faves. I found out about him years ago, and ever since I have not been able to let him go. If you ever get a moment, take a listen to all of his albums, but especially the live album. I believe he only has one live album, but it is amazing. Okay, so he just released a 2022 album called Lessons. Of course, many people already know the single, which is the title track, called Lessons, and he also has a standard version and a remix version. Both of them are great. But for me, I really want you guys to listen to the first track, which is Start All Over Again. Of course, I'm in my car, so I'm recording this on my phone. So I will try to make sure to make a note to play that for you the next time I have another episode drop. But Start All Over Again is amazing. And also track number 5, All I Want, which features Kenny Green and Intro. And if y'all are old school or a music head, you know who Intro is. They literally was one of those boy bands, boy groups, male group, who had maybe one hit, maybe two. And it really wasn't a hit, but for the people who are music heads, they love Intro was a great group, and I really wish they would have made it further than what they did. The next person is an amazing artist who I absolutely found not too long ago. I actually went to his concert in, off the cusp. I had no idea what his music sounded like, anything like that. My friend literally was like, this dude is coming down, you want to go? Sure. His name is Teddy Swims. He has an EP out called Tough Love. The first track, which is 911, please take a listen to it. It is literally a great track to start off an EP. He only has about 6 songs on here. It flows very well. It's a really good EP. So if you ever get a chance, please take a listen to it. I'm trying not to go too deep into this, but I just wanted to give y'all that. So those are the two not so saint songs. I actually gave you 3, but you know, it is what it is. For the saint song, it has been a song that's been on my heart for the longest. It is Victory by Kenny Lewis and One Voice. But if you want to be tech, if you want to go ahead and go stretch the mile, listen to the Victory remix, which features Kim Burrell, which is utterly amazing. She is on her A game. So glad, so happy for her. She's back into her swing of things where she is being featured on almost every single solitary gospel artist in the building. But let me tell you this, this song is amazing. The regular version and the remix. This choir sings, 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 sings. So if you just love good choir music and you love the antics of a choir, please, there's just not Ricky Dillard. There's also Kenny Lewis and One Voice. And that's no tea, no shade. That's literally just letting y'all guys know there are other gospel choirs who are out there. They may not do what Ricky Dillard does, because what he does is amazing, but they do have a different sound, and it's a great sound. So like I said, take a listen to Eric Robeson, Start All Over Again, and All I Want, as well as Teddy Swims, 911, and Kenny Lewis and One Voice Victory Remix featuring Kim Burrell. I do apologize that I cannot play them for you today, but I did not want to leave you hanging without any music. Okay, so I love you guys. I appreciate you guys for always listening, always tuning in, and just supporting. Thank you. I've never gotten to thank everybody verbally to hear me for the thousand plus spins that we have had on Church Therapy and Music. I appreciate it so much. You will never understand. So just be on the lookout for more episodes to come, and just continue to keep me in your thoughts and whatever you need as far as what you want to hear on this podcast. If you have any ideas of who to bring to this podcast, please send us an email, send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook, reach out to us. You know how to get in touch with me. I'm a one-woman show, but I promise I will do the best to do it as good as possible. That is it, guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. Whenever you're listening to this, a good morning, a good evening, or a good night. I hope that you stay strong. Remember that you can do it, and that no matter what, somebody out there is thinking about you. All right? This is your girl, Jessica, Church Therapy and Music. Y'all have a great day. See ya.